Blog Talk Radio.
God, we love you and we esteem you. We extol thee above anything on this earth. Oh, my God. You have been there. You've been there in the storm and the rain for us. Every time we turned around, you've been there to help us. And we appreciate you so very much. We're going to give you the glory and give you the praise and give you the honor. God, everything we have, you gave to us. What we know, you taught us. Where we come from, you brought us. You made a way out of no way. And we appreciate everything that you've done. We do ask you to forgive us for any shortcomings. Forgive us for any sins of omission. The things you've told us to do. And we haven't gotten done yet. We're sorry. We're trying, Lord. And the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, we're sorry. We appreciate you. We ask that you would be with us in every situation. Bless this prayer line, every person on the prayer line, everywhere. Oh. We want your blessings on, Lord. They've got enough to give you glory and praise, and I know that you will bless them. Now, Lord, this is a wonderful day. We esteem you and go forward in you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, the gift sent by the Father. Now, I pray if anybody's sick, I'd like to ask you, and I'm asking you for miracles. Anybody's in trouble, I'm asking you to fix it. Anybody's having trouble on their job, I'm asking you to fix it. Anybody's having trouble in their home, trouble at their church, trouble in their family, just trouble, I'm asking you to fix it. Look on my sister Hetty and her family as they go through the funeral today for her husband. I'm asking you to bless them and help them. And anybody who's facing bereavement, we ask you to help them in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless all of you. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake here? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. God bless you. And let's all speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. We can do better than that. Good morning. You give him a sleepy? No, no. Let's give him a wake. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Are y'all ready to praise him? Amen. Let's praise him for what he's done and for what he's going to do. He has blessed you in a bountiful way. Let's give him honor and give him praise. The line is open to you. Let's praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you. Thank you.
Oh, God, we thank you today. We thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
He's in the room.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been good to you.
Thank you.
Give him praise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise your holy name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so good, Lord. Thank you. We thank you. We
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
But
thank you, Jesus.
Church of God, the apostolics, the independents, whatever your denomination is, we can come together and thank the Lord. Come
thank
on.
You.
Let's try that again. Praise your holy name, Lord. Yeah, I fasted 1,000 days from 12 midnight, most of it from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Every day for 1,000 days. But let me tell you something. The fast was wonderful. A lot of things have come out of that fast like never before. But I wouldn't trade a 1,000-day fast for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is more valuable than anything I've ever received in my entire life. Jesus went to Calvary. Let me back up. Jesus came all the way from heaven down, came to this earth to really go for man's bond. In other words, we had sinned so, man had sinned so until God needed a sacrifice once and for all. He had used animals, or animals had been used to appease God, his anger from sin. Man had sinned so much. But God had Jesus, and Jesus came all the way down to die for us because there had to be a sacrifice. And he was the lamb, the pure lamb that went to Calvary, suffered, bled, and died. And they buried him, and he stayed in the grave Friday, Saturday, and got up on the third day, Sunday. And when he got up, he really started appearing to people all over this earth. Appeared to over 500 people. One of the reasons why is because the Jews were plotting to try to make it seem like if Jesus did rise from the grave, that it was really some type of prank by the disciples, that he really didn't get up. They were plotting. They had heard him say he would get up on the third day, and they didn't want that to be so because they knew that that would revolutionize the whole world at that time. And so they were trying to keep that from being so. But Jesus stayed on this earth, I estimate, around 40 days after he got up. Ask me why. The reason why is because he was trying to authenticate his rising from the grave. He was trying to, he knew the plot of the Jews and the Pharisees and Sadducees. He knew the plot. They didn't want it to be so that people would think that Jesus got up. So he stayed here, appeared to so many. And then when he did ascend to the Father said, Bernard is going to need him. Yeah, that Michelle is going to need him. But Jacqueline, that Monica and Betty, we all going to need him. And so the Father had mercy and compassion on us and sent back the Holy Ghost to live with us, not just for this year and last year and the year to come, but to be in us and live in us forever. So I got a message called the best friend I've ever had. He's been there. He really is the best friend you'll ever have. And see, I know you're a wonderful person, but you need the Holy Ghost. You say, well, I've been saved all these years, you know, but I've never received what they call the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, maybe you're really not, you haven't ever asked God to fill you with the Holy Ghost and been sincere about it. Because, see, you got people blocking, trying to block the Holy Ghost, and they don't want you to go any further. It's kind of like you work on a job, don't you? Where do you work? You work on a job, don't you? It's kind of like jealous managers who don't ever want you to become nothing other than what you were hired, you know, right there to be on that same level. They don't want you to exceed. They don't want they don't want you to do that. They don't want you to go no higher because you might go higher than they are. They never receive the Holy Ghost. Why would they want you to receive it? Because you'll receive power when you get the Holy Ghost. So don't let anybody deter you from receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it's leaders over denominations who've never received the Holy Ghost, and they don't want you to have it because they ain't never received it. And they heard that you get power when you get the Holy Ghost. And what you going to do if you get it and they don't have it? You're going to have more power than they got, and they don't want that to be so. See, that's why the people on earth, when Jesus was on earth, that's why they got jealous of Jesus. Because here they were, the head honchos, or whatever you want to say, however you put it. Here they were, the head people over everything on the earth at that time, the known earth, and they were esteemed higher than anything and anybody on the earth. And then here comes Jesus. Jesus got more power than everybody. Here comes Jesus. They couldn't draw, sometimes on Sunday morning, they didn't have but 10 people in the temple. And here comes Jesus drawing thousands, and he didn't even go to the temple. He's just out in the field, and thousands of folk come and see Jesus. See, that's why they were jealous, and so jealous that they didn't want Jesus to exceed them or go any further. So they killed him. They killed him. But they didn't know they were doing the best thing they could do for us, because if Jesus had not died and gone to the cross and died, we would not be forgiven of sin. Sins that we've committed before and sins in the future, every sin. Jesus died for every sin. So they were doing us a favor, and when Jesus got up, it was like, he had completed the journey, yes, but he went back to heaven, and God said, well, now, Jesus had died for all the sins, but they're going to need somebody to help them. They're going to be at the funeral today for Hattie Smith, and they're going to need somebody to help them. They're going to be at the funeral for Betty Johnson's relatives, and they're going to need a helper. They're going to be at the funeral for Dr. Stern's friends. Thank God her brother has made it. Thank God. But they're going to need a helper. They're going to be at the funeral for Dr. Pfeiffer's friends, and they're going to need a helper for Ambassador Hagen, all of those ambassadors. But they're going to be at funerals. They're going to have trouble. The people on your job going to have trouble. The people who are your relatives going to have trouble. So I can't leave them. I'm a compassionate God. I can't leave them just to go through that by themselves. Sometimes their bills are going to be stacked so high until they can't even see over them. How are they going to make it? They need a helper. They need somebody who will go there and pay their bills, somebody who will send them money they don't expect. They're going to need a helper. They're going to need somebody to hold their hand when they don't really know how they're going to make it. And when everybody's gone home, they're going to need somebody in the midnight hour to be there. They're going to need somebody to tell them it's going to be all right. They're going to need somebody to stand with them in the gap. So I got to send them back a helper. I got to send back what they called in the Greek court the parakletos, who was kind of like when they would go to court, they had to have somebody to help them, or else they would have got sentenced to life in prison. So they had to have a helper. He was kind of like a lawyer. So the same thing in the parakletos. They in the spiritual realm, the Greeks called him the parakletos, and then later they started calling him the Holy Ghost when Jesus died and went to Calvary, rose from the dead. The Father sent back the friend who would help us, and he is the parakletos. He is the helper. That is the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he's the comforter. The disciples are going to be weeping around the cross. Yeah, they're going to be so distraught until they don't know what to do. Peter is going to be there, and they're going to say, aren't you one of the ones who was with Jesus? No, no, no. I saw you. Aren't you one? No, 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 no. Aren't you one of the ones? And then he cursed. And God said, that's why I got to send the helper. Because Peter, who was with Jesus, who was standing there and saw him heal the sick and raise the dead, now he's cussing folk out just because they accused him of being with my son Jesus. So God said he got to have some help. I hope y'all are understanding what I'm trying to tell you. You got to have help. Anybody who thinks they don't need help, you need help. You're in bad shape. Because, you see, there's some storms that's going to come in your life where you're going to need a helper. You're going to need somebody to stand with you. And individuals sometimes can't understand what you're going through when mama dies. They can't understand what you're going through when daddy dies, when your sister dies, brother. They've never been through it, some of them. So how can they understand what you're going through? They can't understand when your manager on your job has a chip on their shoulder and they're trying to somehow flex their muscles on you. They can't understand how you are going through a storm on your job. They can understand if that manager has been going through something in his personal life and comes there and to take it out on you. They can't. You need a helper. You gotta have somebody in the spirit realm to help you. And that's why God sent back the Holy Ghost, because he knew we'd all need some help. We'd all have some trouble. And the Holy Ghost can stand there with you. He's been through every kind of problem. He is God. See, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are all three in one. When you see the Father, you see the Holy Ghost. When you see the Son, you see the Holy Ghost. When you see the Holy Ghost, you see the Father. When you see the Holy Ghost, you see the Son. They're all three in one. And they're there to help you. In other words, God is here through the auspices of the Holy Ghost to help you. Now, where is the Holy Ghost? Well, the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So when God sent the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost didn't come out here. He's everywhere, all around, and he is everywhere. But, I mean, he came to live inside of you. That's why I get that, that if you get sick, if you have enough faith and pray and ask God to help you, the Holy Ghost is already inside of you, and there's enough healing inside of you to help you. If you can activate that faith to believe God, amen, he's already there. It's kind of like somebody was praying and said, Lord, oh, God, I need you. I need you, Jesus. And you say, well, how long do I have to wait on God to help me? He's already there. If you've got the Holy Ghost, he's already there inside of you, sent here by God. He's already in the world to help you. And so let me run through this. I've dealt with the Holy Ghost many days here now, answered many questions. So if this is your first day, then I'm just kind of trying to go around this and trying to get to different points that will bless you. You say, well, you're right, Dr. Johnson. I try my best to be a nice person, a good person. But, you know, I don't know how to really have power, spiritual power is what I'm talking about. Well, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. How do you receive it? Well, when you come to the point that you've gotten saved, first of all, you got to get saved. What do you mean saved? That means saved from your sins, saved from destruction. I kid people many times, and I tell them I almost got saved on a roller coaster one time. I was a little boy, maybe 12, 13, 14, went to Worlds of Fun, I think it was. Y'all remember that here in Kansas City? Y'all remember that roller coaster that went so straight up in the air? I mean, it looked like it went up 200, 300 feet in the air. And all of a sudden, it went over that hump and came straight down. I was on that roller coaster. It looked like I was going to lose my life. And all of a sudden, I started hollering, save me, Jesus! Save me, Jesus! See, and then all of a sudden, whoop, it came out of that turn and started going back up again. And then started coming over that hump again. I started hollering, save me, Jesus! See, finally, the roller coaster stopped, came into the station and stopped. And what happened, I felt like I was saved from destruction. I thought I was going to die, but I was saved from destruction. I was saved from anything that was going to harm me while ago on that roller coaster. And see, saved is really accepting Jesus Christ, being born again, saved from your sins, saved from things. See, sin will destroy you. You're saved from destruction. Jesus goes to Calvary and gave his life for all of us that we might be saved from the penalty. Are you understanding me? Saved from the penalty of sin. Saved. And the reason why we can be saved, that we're not destroyed, that we're not consumed, is because Jesus has already paid the price. So we got to be saved first. How are you going to get the Holy Ghost if you're not saved? See, the Holy Ghost comes because you are saved, not to save you, but because. It's another level. I think some of you who work can understand it better if you work, because, see, you get hired on one level, but you wouldn't want to stay there all your life, would you? Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'd want promotion some way. I want to go up, 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 up. And see, that comes from God. That's a good thing. All good things come from God. The Holy Ghost is a good thing. It was sent by God. And just go with me here in the natural for a moment. If you realize that on your job, you got a job, you're not going to stay at the same level, surely you realize that when you come to Jesus Christ, who was there with God, the Holy Ghost with God, when they created everything in the world was created by them, you find that in John, first chapter, then you wouldn't want to just stay on the same level when you get saved. God said there's another level. What is it? Receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's a separate thing. It's not the same thing. Because, see, now let me show you this. Some people teach that you got the Holy Ghost when you got saved. Well, yeah, you did get the Spirit of Christ when you got saved. That's true. But you didn't get the fullness. In other words, you got that job when you got hired. Yeah, you did get that job when you get hired. But you didn't get the fullness of the job because there were promotions on that job. You could go up higher. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving that to me. See, you can go up higher. Yeah. You did get saved, and yeah, but you can get promotion in Christ. In other words, you can go up higher, and that's through the Holy Ghost. Say, well, I got the Holy Ghost, but you can get refillings of the Holy Ghost. See, the enemy is going to try to wear you down. He's going to try to grind you down. All the years you've been saved, he'll try to make you get away from the Lord. And things that you used to do, he'll try to have you doing some of those things again. And some things will happen to you where you think that you might even have the inclination to go back and do those things again. And you say, oh, God, please don't let me do those things. See, but the Holy Ghost is the keeper, and he's the comforter to help you when you go through stuff like that, to help keep you. I hope I'm talking to you right. Hope you understand me. I am talking to you right. But you understand he's there to keep you. Now, what is the Holy Ghost? It's found in John 14:26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. See, I tell you, he does teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. Whatsoever I have said unto you. In other words, if it's in your mind, the Holy Ghost can bring it to your remembrance. But if you ain't never heard, if you never read the Bible, if you haven't gotten it in your mind, then see, if the Lord hasn't said it to you through his word or something, then it's kind of difficult for you to remember something you have never had before. So you want to saturate your mind with the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost will bring it back to you. He's bringing back to me right now stuff that I've studied. That's why I'm giving you these things and stuff that some of y'all have never heard it like that before. Why? Because I got it from the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, God reveals secrets. The Bible says that in Daniel, that the Lord holds secrets that he's never given to the world before for the end time. See, this is the end time. We're in the end time, the end day, and that things that you never heard before, because this is the end time, and he's reserved, he's never given before. So the Holy Ghost, what is it? John 14:26. Now, what is the difference between getting saved and receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost? There is a difference. You get it in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. That's the first thing you do. Repent and be baptized. Then it says, and you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. but you got to learn to live saved. See, you don't know everything when you get saved. You don't know everything about salvation. You got to learn to live saved. That's why the devil is trying to kill out all these senior saints, because they've learned to live saved. And they want to give the secrets to other folks like me and other folks who are coming along. And they tell folks, don't go down that road because that road will kill you. Don't try drugs over there because I tried crack and I got hooked for 2 years. Don't do it. See, they know all these secrets, and they messing the devil up. That's why the devil trying to kill them and trying to make America turn against seniors, because he doesn't want them around here. He doesn't want people to listen to him. That's why he pushes the young people everywhere, because he doesn't want people to listen to the seniors. Why? They tell his secrets. Yeah, see, don't do that. Uh-uh. No. That won't work for you. Baby, I did that 30 years ago, and that will kill you if you do that. I'm lucky myself. See, he doesn't want that. But as soon as you get saved, you're eligible to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, let me go to the last thing. How do you receive it? You clean up your temple, get rid of everything in your life that's not like the Lord, and ask him for it. See, a lot of people, you never receive the Holy Ghost, even though you're wonderful people, not doing this, not doing that, but you never ask him for the Holy Ghost. You never ask God for the Holy Ghost. You've been taught against it, so you never ask him for the Holy Ghost. I told you why people have tried to keep you from asking, because they don't want you to have the power, and you have power than more power than they got. No. But you never ask him for the Holy Ghost. Ask him for the Holy Ghost. Clean up your temple and then ask him for the Holy Ghost and see, won't God fill you with the Holy Ghost? A lady told me some time ago, just the other day, that's when it was, told me that they were on their way from work or to work, I think from work, and they'd had a bad day, and they were just riding along, and they needed help. They needed encouragement. They were riding along, and they were just crying and weeping and talking to the Lord, and all of a sudden, my God, up in their belly started coming rivers of living water. Before they knew it, they were speaking in tongues, and the Holy Ghost fell on them. See, you can be anywhere and receive the Holy Ghost. You can be driving home from work and receive the Holy Ghost. You can be taking your lunch break and praising the Lord in your mind and talking to God, and all of a sudden you want the Holy Ghost and ask him for it, and you have cleaned up your temple. The Holy Ghost will fall on you. You can be ironing clothes and get the Holy Ghost. You can be on your computer and praising God and weeping and talking to the Lord, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost, and you've already cleaned your temple up. You can get the Holy Ghost like that. See, the Holy Ghost, he will come on you anywhere when you clean up your temple. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:22-23, abstain from all appearance from evil, just every appearance from evil, and the very God of peace will sanctify you wholly. And I pray, in other words, completely, he'll sanctify you completely. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, clean up yourself, because if you do, he will come into your life. He will not come into the temple. See, you're a good person, but you never clean up your life. You got all kind of habits, and I'm not trying to knock you in your habits. I'm just trying to tell you, if you want the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to clean up your act. If you don't clean up your act, then you'll never receive the Holy Ghost. What is your temple? Your temple is your body. Amen. And somebody said, well, I got tattoos all over my body. How can I clean that up? You can't even take them off. They're for life. Well, I will agree with you that you made a drastic mistake by putting those tattoos all over your body. But let me tell you something. God can clean up your heart and clean up your mind and make you, I don't care if you've been a hoe on the street, he can clean you up and make you like you're a fresh virgin, because the being saved can wash you and make you whiter than snow. And when you do that and confess all your sins unto him and repent of your sins, you got tattoos everywhere, but if you repent of your sins, don't do that no more. Don't go get no more tattoos trying to impress people with your body like that. Don't do it, because you can't get it off, and unless you go through a whole lot of changes, and you don't when I have to do all that. Just don't do it. But God will clean you up in your heart and mind and soul, and you can get the Holy Ghost. Say, but I got tattoos everywhere. That doesn't have to do. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't have anything to do with your heart, with your mind, with your soul. He'll forgive you for all that, and then he'll use you with all those tattoos to tell other people about Jesus and tell them, I'm sorry that I ever did this before, but I thank God he forgave me for all this. I'll never do it again. But I'm trying to tell you how to avoid all the anguish that will come from having all this over your body. Because, see,